Dick, see Dick, see Dick run. Jane, see Jane, see Jane run. See Dick retire, see Jane retire. What do we see? You've seen those financial planning ads on TV, probably just last night. The white-haired, very successful, of course, couple is walking down a beach. Their sweaters are tied over their shoulders. They're hand in hand. They're walking to their white deck chairs. They're overlooking the aquamarine water. Yeah, right. If the Dick and Jane textbook series of the 1950s were still being written, even they would have problems with that scenario. Reality really might include some of the following. Finances. We hear all the time about the discrepancy of earning dollars in the workplace. Is 79 cents to the dollar, depending on whether you're Dick or whether you're Jane. But let's move that out to retirement a bit. A LearnVest survey found that American women's retirement nest egg usually totals about $150,000. A man usually has a nest egg of $235,000. That's a 57% difference. There's also the fact that a recent Merrill Edge report additionally revealed that men in the U.S. are planning to save an additional $232,000 more than women for retirement overall. I know those are a lot of numbers, but here's even more in this disparity story. It turns out that the attitudes about how we want to use that retirement savings also clashes between the genders. According to Prudential, the top financial priority for men is to maintain their lifestyle, but for women, it's to not become a burden to their loved ones. Wow. Jane and Dick might also become another statistic when we look at their marriage or their partnership. Did you know that between 1990 and 2010, the divorce rate for those aged 50 and older doubled? The research of the sociologists from Bowling Green University stated that it wasn't about the second and the third marriages that were an issue, but that 48% of the divorces between those years were from first-time marriages. So what began so many years ago with the agreement of till death do us part, that phrase now needs to also say, or until retirement. Called the gray divorce, more and more couples just can't see spending the 20 or 30 years following their retirement together. An ARP study showed that 66% of the divorces were initiated by the wife when it was a later divorce. They heard things like, I could have 35 to 40 years left. I'm not going to do it with him anymore. I'm tired of being the caretaker. Sharon Gilchrist O'Neill, author of A Short Guide to a Happy Marriage, also says that for many of the stay-at-home moms who hung in there for their children, they're now in their 60s and they want to spread their wings. They're saying, I don't want the responsibility of having to do anything for anybody anymore. O'Neill says in her book, I don't want to have sex. I don't want to make dinner. I don't want to do anything but take care of myself. So do we call them selfish? Newly retired men and women report the lowest marital satisfaction and the highest marital conflict is at the point of retirement. So, how can Dick and Jane write their own story? The first way is if they manage their expectations. Understanding what every partner expects in the other, especially at the time of a transition of retirement, can help ward off those disappointments. For example, discuss joint and individual activities. Keep calendars of both activities so there are no surprises. It's also a good idea to start these discussions, before the retirement party, so that both of you will have time to prepare mentally and to work on some personal plans. Secondly, be sure to pursue your own interest and maintain some separate friendships. Dick and Jane cannot be together 24 hours a day. That would have been a book. Along with providing space, individual goals, friendships, provide opportunities for personal growth and help you to maintain your own identity. Along with ensuring your mental health, your emotional well-being, the time you spend apart, will also give yourself something to talk about when you are together. This is a great one. Establish separate territories in your home. Have your own pursuits, have your own hobbies, and do it in your own space. Making a craft room, a workshop, a woman cave, a man cave, whatever it takes to determine what's your space. Then, when you are together, determine what and how you're going to spend the time. If Dick only watches sports 7 days a week, perhaps Jane will have her own TV. And she'll watch cooking shows. I know this is stereotypical, but you get the idea. Don't expect your partner to be with you on the couch watching only what you love. Many couples, rather than divorce, which is extremely costly at retirement, so please check with your financial advisors and your divorce attorneys. So what folks are doing are buying adjoining townhomes and living married but separately. Or, according to a Toronto Ryerson University study, the practice of sleeping in separate beds isn't just like the Dick Van Dyke Show. It's more common than you think. And in fact, researchers found that 30 to 40% of couples sleep apart at night. After 35 years together, Dick and Jane might just be tired of each other. But you gotta know, you're not alone. Lots of happily married couples run into obstacles, and being aware of these will help you to understand that this is normal. It happens. It's not a reflection of you, of your marriage. It isn't necessarily falling apart. Each couple needs to find out how they're going to face this transition of retirement together. They're going to have to figure out what's a minor annoyance, but what's a major conflict. See Dick retire. See Jane retire. How will you retire? How will your partner retire? How will you retire together? Let us know what you're thinking about this Dick and Jane episode, by commenting on our website, retireerebels.com, or on our Facebook page. Let's help make retirement work for both Jane and Dick. Go Rebels!